Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 14 August 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would always like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And once again, I couldn't think of a good one this week. I've been kind of under the weather the last week or two. So this is going to be another one of those open mic nets where anything that's on your mind is on topic. Now I'm looking, let me reset the timer. Okay, I'm looking at the dashboard here. I see a new call sign popped up. Let me make a note of that. KN4, what is that? OJO? DJO, okay. I'm in the process of getting my eyes fixed, so I'm hoping that pretty soon I'll be able to do this without having to whip out a magnifying glass. So I'm going to run down the list of call signs that appear on my dashboard, and because I do not see the HAM conference or any other conferences linked with TechLink, I think everybody on the dashboard is the entire population that is connected. So running down the list, I see KC3LYZ, N6TW, KD9NDJ, N4RNW, VE6UX, and KN4D, DJO. And that last one is the only called sign that I do not immediately recognize. So, because there's only one like that, I think you heard my introduction there. What I'm going to do is all those call signs that I just mentioned are on my list, and I'm going to run down the list and give each station a chance to say whatever they want to say for the net. So let's start out with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Not much special this week. Getting ready to spend a week in New York at the end of August, so that'll be good to try to see what HAM stuff I can pick up there. And also I'm wondering if anybody's come across a splitter that will connect to SMA adapters. I got a couple SDRs I want to hook up on one antenna, and I don't want to have to use those cable TV type ones. Back to net.
Okay, sounds like a good question. Let's see if anyone wants to jump in real quick with a recommendation on that. All right, well, nothing heard. Maybe somebody will think of something later. But I know I've used those regular cable TV splitters for my scanners, and which is pretty much the same application as with the dongles, or SDR dongles. Is there a reason why you want to avoid using one of those cable TV splitters?
I found them a little fragile, and sometimes the connection is steady, and also I hear you can lose signal that way, too.
I think I saw Michael say something in there about a power divider if you're going to transmit, but I assume you're not going to transmit through an SDR dongle, right?
Right, it's for a remote receiver, like one of those Kiwi-type things.
Right, and you might consider a an amplifier up at the feed point of your antenna ahead of the splitter there. I haven't actually tried that, but if I wanted to share a single antenna with a good location with several receivers, that's probably the route that I would take. Does anyone else have something to suggest? And let me acknowledge that I see that Reg has rejoined us, VK6BQQ.
AV9FJ in the group, VK6DQQ. Yeah, I was just talking to my friend in Hamilton. I had missed and contacted with him for a while, but I heard he was in here, so I had to have a shooting and a talk with him. So anyway, all good. Yeah, I missed what's going on, but great to hear you in my morning, your evening. AV9FJ in the group, VK6DQQ Australia.
Okay, well, thank you, Reg. I guess if no one else has a comment for Robert's question, I'll move on. But if you think of something later, you can always recheck later. So let's see, next on my list then is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. N4RNW, Harold in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida, USA. Nothing new down here. I think last week I might have reported that the rainy season finally kicked in, but this last week it has hardly rained at all. And we need the rain because it's so darn hot out there. We need something to cool it down. And I don't know what's preventing the rainy season from kicking in. First it was that Saharan dust, and then might be El Nino. But one of these days it's going to come in like a lion. So other than that, nothing really important to talk about. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thanks. I'm trying to do several things here at once here. Thank you, Harold. Let's see. Next on my list, my list is kind of messed up here. But anyway, I think it's KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Kent. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. I'm using a Baofeng handheld here, UV5R, and I'm going getting to the internet via AllStar, which I've got EchoLink happening on, so this is the first time I've done this net that way. I've done some All-Star nets, so proof of concept. But I got the idea for this on this net, so I've managed to pull it off. It only took me a month and a half. This is KD9. NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, thank you, Ken. And I just see that VK2DY has joined us. So I'm adding Robert to the end of my list here. Let's see, I think, well, VK6BQQ, you popped in there. Was that your check-in? Or I think that was at a point where I was asking if anybody had an answer for Robert's question. But anyway, do you have anything else to add to what you said before, Reg?
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Well, I haven't seen and heard what I was talking about, so no answers at this point in time, but maybe we can go through it again. But yeah, I see Robert's in here from Sydney, so we'll pass things back to you, Wayne, and yeah, we'll listen out. Maybe the old man will pay attention here. AB9FJ, VK6BQQ Australia.
Right, but I was referring to the Robert in Philadelphia. The question on the table here is recommendations for sharing an antenna with multiple, like, SDR dongles. I think he wants to avoid using the typical cheap cable TV splitters, so he's looking for something a little bit higher performance than that. So I think I've given him a good description of his question. If not, he can come back and correct me. Next on my list is VE6UX.
Hey, B9FJ, V6UX. not a whole lot to do this week. Been working on some desktop space so that I could put my new printers that are in, but I won't get them until next week. So I have FDM Creality K1 Max sitting down at my shop. I have to get it out of the box and bring it home. Weather here is warm, 28 degrees Fahrenheit. I think that puts me, if I remember correctly, about 28 degrees Celsius, which puts me at about 83 degrees Fahrenheit. We have a heat warning here, drought as well as fires. So it is one of them, what they call a global warming events, I guess. I don't know. But outside of that, I'm here, I'm listening. The red is a bit loud. I think I'm a bit loud as well. V6UX back in it.
I don't know, but there seem to be some kind of resonances going on, maybe in your microphone housing or something. Every now and then it would start kind of vibrating while you were talking. I don't know what's up with that, and I don't know what you can do with that information, but I just thought I would share it with you. So thanks for joining us, Michael, and see, I thought I had something else on there. Oh, yeah, you know, I always like to mention that 28 Celsius is the same as 82 Fahrenheit. Likewise, 16 Celsius is the same as 61 Fahrenheit. So if you can remember those little palindromes, that gives you a good start on interpolating any other temperatures that are kind of in the moderate range there. And it goes even further. 40 centigrade, or Celsius, is pretty much 104 Fahrenheit, so 40 and 04. And on the other end of it, 04 Celsius is pretty much the same as 40 Fahrenheit. I think it's actually 39 point something, but yeah, close enough. So anyway, if you can remember those four pairs of palindromes, you don't have to memorize formulas or tables or anything. You can kind of figure out the conversion. Anyway, enough of that. Let me see this. Anyone knows? No new call signs there. So the next one on my list here is N6TW.
Good evening, Wayne. This is N6TW, NOAA in Livermore, California. SDF username NPE. So this weekend, I've been moving my shack inside. Normally, because I rent, I operate portably, but I've got one of those MFGA 4601 window coax splitters, and so I'm going to be moving my antennas inside, and that includes the Ringo Ranger and the, the 5BTV, I forgot, the Hustler, there we go. And I'm also going to have a couple of other antennas, maybe a 10-meter dipole. And so I'd love to hear what people are doing to run their coax up through their eaves and other tricks when you've got a rental where you can't go whole hog on your shack. N6TW, over.
Ha-ha. I mean, for a minute there, I was imagining, like, a Ringo Ranger in your living room. But no, you're talking about leaving the antennas outside but running the feed line inside. Okay. Well, I've done a little bit of that, nothing to really be proud of. I live in a mobile home, and we have the kind of windows that are, they're not like the casement windows that you're used to in a regular house. So I had some kind of, the kind of foam, if you go to the home, product store, you can get these foam tubes that are meant to be insulation for your pipes to prevent them from freezing in the winter. So I'm not sure what kind of plastic it is, but it's some sort of foam. Anyway, and what I did was I have that placed where the window wants to close, and I run the coaxes through, I made little holes in those foam tubes that would accept the coax coming through, and then shut the window down on that and let the pressure kind of seal it airtight, hopefully. So that's my cheap and simple approach. But yes, MFJ, and I'm sure other companies make much fancier ones that are a lot better and work well. So let's see if anyone else has a comment on this problem and has a recommendation perhaps. So anyone with a suggestion about how to run coax through a window where you cannot drill holes in the wall, please come now.
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, one possibility is to build an insert that you could put in the window between the sash and the window frame. That way you could run coax through that and not disturb the window frame or the sash. Making a firm fit there would be a bit of a challenge. You could use some, I don't know, it depends on how much you want to be able to open the window. Anyway, that's my idea about it. KD9NDJ.
Okay, I missed the first few words of your transmission. Would you repeat that, like the first sentence?
Let's see. It was the idea of putting a panel between the sash and the window frame that would give you an opportunity to pass cable through it. You could put connectors on either side, perhaps. Are you copying me?
Okay, yes. I've got several avenues of information hitting me here. I've got the chat in Echolink, and I've got the chat over in Com, where Quentin suggests that pool noodles would be an alternative to what I was describing about, you know, the pipe insulation. So, yes, and I think what, was it Noah, I think, who was asking the question, I think the MFJ product that he was mentioning is just like that. It's a panel that fits in your window, the window closes down on it, and it makes the seal all around, and it's like a bulkhead that you have connectors going through the bulkhead so that the coax from your antenna terminates on the outside of the window, and then you have another coax on the inside of the window going to your radio. I'm going to pass it over to Noah now to see if that's an accurate description of what he's talking about.
M60W, yes, Wayne, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The clever thing about the MFJ is that it comes with weather stripping, so, and it's a little longer than most windows, and so what you do is you cut it to size. And then once you cut it to size, you put the weather stripping on, and it forms a complete seal. They also give you a stick because you won't be able to lock your window after, and the stick makes arrests any sort of movement of your window so nobody can get in and steal stuff from your shack. The thing that I'm really interested in hearing people's solutions for is I'm running my coax up through the eaves. And again, since this is a rental, I can't drill that much on the outside of the house. So right now I'm looking at using the adhesive coax holders, like for Christmas lights or things like that. But I'd love to hear if anybody else has any clever solutions there, too. N60W, over.
Okay. All right. So that's those MFJ devices, they sound ideal, really. You could maybe make something yourself that would do just as well, but if you're in a hurry, I think that's probably the way to go. Now, as far as securing your coax to, like, the walls and the eaves and so on to keep it from flapping around, I wonder, there's these 3M things, I think they call them command something, that are supposed to attach things to your wall, and yet you can come back and do something, and it comes right off. I have not tried those, but maybe someone else has and can tell us. Are they strong enough to hold, you know, a hefty coax in place? Or if anyone else has any other suggestions about how to secure coax between the outside of the window and the antenna, please call now. Well, not hearing anything, but it occurs to me, if there are some places around your eave where you can slip a cable tie in there, I would suggest that as a possibility for securing your coax so that it doesn't flap around in the wind so much. Maybe we'll have some more ideas as the net goes on. So let me see the dashboard here. Any new check-ins? No. So I think next on my list here is KN4DJO. Okay, perhaps he has stepped away from his computer. Moving along then, VK2DY. Oh, wait, I see that VK2DY has disconnected from the conference. All right, so I think I've given everyone a chance. So does anyone want to... Robert is back there. VK2DY, are you ready for a check-in? You might have been listening to the welcome message from the conference. VK2DY, it's your turn for a check-in if you're ready.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in Killyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Yeah, I'm monitoring the HAM conference, and the terms and conditions of Echolink don't allow me to open up a second Echolink connection, so I have to keep flipping back and forth between the two conferences. I'm sorry about that, but it's the only way I can do it legally, so I have to do it that way. Anyway, it is 13 degrees Celsius here, 56 Fahrenheit. We'll get a few more degrees warmer than that, but not that much. We did get rain last night after several months of not really getting much of anything. We got about 50 mils last night, so not too bad, actually. Everything's pretty moist outside, and it was a good start. We need a whole lot more to keep the dryness down for the summer, but it's a good start. We'll take it. And, of course, the Matildas. Can't forget the Matildas. They won their shootout with France, so now there's just the semifinals to go. And if the Matildas beat France, the Matildas beat England, they'll be in the final. So all's good. Everybody's excited about that. Really large numbers of crowds coming out to support the Matildas now. But anyway, back to radio here. I'm trying to think if I have any solutions or anything to share about radio. Not really at this point. I'm just, it's Monday morning. I'm trying to get my life organized here and trying to monitor two conferences at once. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert. And there was something on the tip of my tongue. What was I going to say there? I guess I was going to comment that we had a dry spell here in East Central Illinois that has been vanquished recently. We've had several rain events, and I think we've got a couple more in store. So at least in my particular corner of this part of the state, I think we're good on water. But evidently we're still classified as being in a drought. And so I'm not sure where that is. It must be in some of the outlying areas, I guess. Anyway, let's see. I don't see any new call signs on the dashboard. So it's time for rechecks or additional comments. Please call now. Okay, just to recap, we have a couple of topics on the table. The first is splitters for VHF, UHF receptions. Something better than the cheap splitters that you can get from your local cable company. If you have any suggestions about that, please let us know. And the other is suggestions on how to secure coax on the outside of your house so that it doesn't flap around in the wind or snag on something. But we're talking about a rental property, so things like drilling holes would be out of the question. So those are kind of the topics on the table. Do we have any more comments about them? Let me just mention that Quentin over in Com is saying that the 3M command strips are a great idea. They can hold a lot of weight laterally, but not sure if they are UV resistant for outside use. So there's that to keep in mind. I'm trying to think what else would I... It kind of depends really on how far away your antenna is from your house. You have this really long stretch of coax that's going to be kind of hanging out there, or is the support for your antenna, is it right there at the side of the house so that you don't really need a whole lot of support for your coax? So let's see, N6TW.
N6TW. So I've got 100-foot coax for the Hustler, and then I have the 50-foot coax for the Ringo. The Ringo is in our side yard with the canoe and the trash cans, while the Hustler is in the backyard. The the big thing is that both of the coaxes have to go through the eaves in front of the garage. So I can't just leave them down. I need to have them basically elevated until they start going into the backyard. Then they can run along the ground. I hope that makes sense. N6TW, over.
Okay, I'm trying to picture that in my mind there. Does your garage have gutters so that you can use the gutter perhaps to support the coax?
The garage does indeed have gutters, but I don't quite trust it. What I'm using right now is the security lights and the actual wooden beam supports in the garage. So I can hang it, and it is now above the garage, and it's not causing any trouble. The problem is that it's very unsightly because it's completely unsupported, so I have this sort of droopy coax loops just above the garage door. So ideally, I will actually route the cable along the eaves with some sort of sticky thing, like the 3M stuff. I'll drop into comms after and see if I can pick up that recommendation. N60W, over.
Okay, and I should have asked this earlier. What kind of coax are you using? Are you using, you know, something big and heavy like RG8 or LMR or something like that? Or are you using like 8X, which is like a quarter inch?
I'm using 8U for the Hustler because it's 100 feet, so I want to minimize my loss. I'm using 8X for the VHF because it's short and I don't need to worry about loss as much. N6TW, over.
Okay. Actually, I'm thinking I might be thinking just the opposite there and use the 8U for the high frequencies and the 8X for your HF antenna. But anyway, that's just off the top of my head. Don't put too much store into that. Right. Check out what the word is on using those 3M things to try to keep it from sagging much. I think you said that's the 8X, right? The light stuff, or is that the 8U stuff, the heavy stuff?
So the Hustler HF antenna is using the 8U because it needs to be in the backyard. We're using the 8X for the Ringo Ranger because it's closer to the house, and so I don't need to worry about loss as much. N60W, over.
Right, okay. So that's the one that's going along the garage and it's kind of sagging and looking unsightly. So that's where I'm thinking, because it's such so much lighter coax, that maybe one of these, like the 3M solution, might work there, where it might not be suitable for the heavier coax.
Sorry, Wayne, I was unclear. Actually, both coaxes and potentially a third, I'm probably going to put up a GMRS antenna. All of those are running over the garage. I'm not sure. There are things that allow you to do basically like I forget the names of those ties, but like a snip tie. You can use those. And so I've got some of those on order, but I'm guessing that unless I'm pretty careful, I won't get a lot of support that way, but we'll see. N60W, over.
Okay, I think the word you're looking for is cable tie. And the other thing I'm thinking is it might be worthwhile getting a local ham, an older ham, more experienced, to come by and look at your setup there and offer some advice, because it's kind of hard to picture what you're talking about here just verbally.
No worries at all, Wayne. So I've just become a jungle gym, so I'll probably need to go clear here in a second. N6TW, over.
Okay, have fun with the little, what do they call them, ankle biters? Anyway, thank you for joining us and providing some topic for conversation this week. So let's see, does anyone else have a recheck or a comment for this week's net? Right, so it seems we're close to the end here, so I'll make a final call for check-ins or rechecks before we wrap up the net this week. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0037 UCC. If you would like to continue the conversation, we have this long-standing question about whether the DMR Talk Group 31650 is still available give it a try. I wouldn't hold out a lot of hope for it. Or you can come to SDF and join us in COM in the non-radio room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.